Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim, Daf Beis, Pesachim 2, and today's Daf Yomi, we begin Maseches Pesachim, the beautiful Masechta that discusses the laws of Pesach. And so we start with the first Mishnah on Beis HaMedalef, and the Torah prohibited a person to leave Chametz in their house on Pesach, and one who leaves Chametz in their possession is in violation of the prohibition, as it states in Exodus 12, verse 19, Shivas Yamim Seor, for 7 days you shall not have any leaven in your houses. And so too it says, you should not have any chametz, you should not have any leaven, seor, in all of your boundaries. And there's, in addition to this prohibition about having chametz in your possession, there's also a positive commandment to destroy the chametz from your possession from the middle of the day on the eve of Pesach, as states in Exodus chapter 12, verse 15, Ach b'yom harishon teshbisu seor mibatechem, on the first day you must destroy the leaven from your homes. And a person is obligated, and that's what our mission is going to talk about, to search his house, to search one's house prior to Pesach, and to search after all the chametz, after all the leaven that is in their house, in order that they could destroy it when it comes time to destroy it. So it says our Mishnah, Orla Arbasar, on the night of the 14th, the word or here, even though technically speaking means light, the Gemara is going to discuss that really means night. The word or means night here. Even though generally speaking or means light, here it means night. So on the night of the 14th, bot kenes hachametz or ner, we check for chametz, we check our helmets for chametz by the light of a candle. And the Gemara is going to ask specifically why we have to use a candle. And kol makom she'im machnisim bo chametz, any time where there is no chametz, ein sarach badika, any place where there is no chametz, you don't need to check it. If that's the case, why, they'll ask the Mishnah, if that's the case, why do they say shtei shiros b'martev, that the two outer rows of a cellar need checking for them? You don't bring bread or leaven into a cellar. So the Mishnah answers, makom shemachnisim bo chametz, meaning to say that when they say you have to check the two outer rows of the cellar, that's the place where you bring chametz into it. Like, for example, the wine cellar that they draw wine from during the year for the meal. Because sometimes the shamash is standing there, as the Gemara is going to explain, sometimes the waiter is standing there, and when he's pouring the wine in the meal, when he's getting the wine, he has bread in his hand. And then when the wine is finished, he leaves the bread there, and so then you end up having bread there. So you have to check that. Beis Shammai is of the position that when it says you're supposed to check for the two rows of the cellar, Beis Shammai Omrim Shtei Shuros Al Panei Kol Hamartef, that you have to check the two rows along the length and the width. That's what needs the checking. And Beis Hillel says Shtei Shuros Achitzonos, meaning to say Sheheinu HaElyonos, the two rows, the two most external rows, which are the upper rows. That's what you need to check, not the length and the width, but the two upper rows, which are closest to the cellar. So this is the first Mishnah of the Masechta. And like we said before, a Mishnah starts with this phrase, or Larbas, or on the night of the 14th, but really, technically speaking, it means the light of the 14th. And there's a lot of discussion here about what does it mean, or Larbas, or a beautiful way to start a Mishnah, by the light of the 14th, you check for chametz. So the Hasidic masters look at this, as this whole searching for chametz, that's really a way to cleanse oneself spiritually. It says the Meit Shiloch, the Izbacher, he says the aspect of checking for chametz, that shows that a person needs to cleanse oneself from oil, from every residue of sin, and a person has to remove from himself every aspect of sin. And therefore, our Mishnah says, makom shemachnisim bo tzarach bedika, a place where the chametz enters, that's where you need to check. But a place where the chametz does not enter, it does not need to check. Meaning to say that if a person knows by themselves that they're cleansed from any sin in this area, then they don't need to focus on it checking. Like it says, a person knows himself. Leida inish benavshe. And about this, the Mishnah asks, well, what are you talking about? It says, the two rows of wine, you need to check. Because it says the Mea Shiloch that the wine is referring to a Torah scholar. Well, if it's a Torah scholar, why does he need to check? And so the Mishnah answers with that, meaning to say, in the depths of his heart, he needs to check himself. Even though his external actions are clean, he needs to check his internal actions. And Beis Shammai says the two actions, the two rows on the edge of the whole cellar. And Beis Hillel says the two external rows, which are the upper rows. So what does the Mea Shiloch say? So he says each row is 5 and 5. And that's what Beis Shammai says. You need to check two rows, meaning to say you need to check the entire Ten Commandments. Is he cleansed or not? And Beis Hillel says, no, you need to check the upper rows, meaning to say, do you start from Anochi, says the first of the Ten Commandments, and go down to the Lotirtzach? This refers to two aspects of the Ten Commandments. And then Mea Shiloch goes along that mahalach of explaining it. There's another approach that I saw in the Lahoros Lenasan. He says, a beautiful saying. He says, what does it mean? He says, on the night of the 14th, he says, when a boy becomes 14, that's when the mitzvahs, he begins to be obligated in mitzvahs like an adult. That's when you check the Yetzer Hara, you check the evil inclination. And how do you check this? How do you stop it? Or a Ner? By the light of Torah. Because the Torah is called a Ner. The Torah is called a light. Meaning to say that a person, he has many inclinations. And when a person becomes Bar Mitzvah, that's when the Yetzer starts to grow. And that's when a person needs to check the Chametz from the heart. Because the heart, the Yetzer Hara is called Chametz. And how do you defeat this Yetzer Hara with Torah? And that's his explanation. What's the best way to defeat the chametz? By the light of Torah.